Ian Morrison, the rental man, is with us again this morning. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners.
Hey, you're a bit fired up this morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Lithium iron batteries, Deb, that's what. We're obviously all part of a trial to see what happens when you release an unstable product into the hands of unqualified people for the purpose of saving carbon emissions. What I mean by that is we now have these things in scooters, e-bikes and the like, but they're not regulated and, quite frankly, dangerous in the wrong hands.
Wow. So how does that affect you and your clients, Ian?
Deb, did you see the news just last week where a couple on the Sunshine Coast nearly lost their house to yet another lithium-ion battery fire? So what happens if one of our tenants causes a similar fire from charging their scooter or whatever? Not only do my clients suffer property damage, there's also the real risk of personal injury during a fire of this type. I wonder how owners' insurers would react to an event caused by a tenant who could be found negligent by way of using the wrong charger or letting the battery overcharge. If you have seen footage of these events, you would know how vicious they are. The problem is that once these batteries get hot enough to ignite, there's little the fire brigade can do. They're self-igniting due to their design, and they can saturate the fire all they like. It has no effect. I've seen reports that they can only restrict the spread to neighbouring areas or properties and wait for the chemicals to burn themselves out.
Now that can't be good, can it? Anything being done to combat the problem, Ian?
Well, nothing really, Deb. In my view, the manufacturers and the governments need to review the whole industry and get back to basics. I use a smart battery charger for my race bikes, Deb, and the vast majority of normal battery chargers have this feature. What this means is that my charger reads the battery, and once fully charged, reverts to a trickle charge that stops the battery from overcharging, which is the most common cause of these fires. It is simple technology, but at a cost, and they don't include it in these e-machine applications. Just cheap, false economics, and obviously approvals to release these things was granted without considering the consequences, hence my comments with regard to a trial at our expense.
So, what can owners and agents do to avoid the risk then?
Right now, Deb, again, not very much. I always make the point of discussing the issue when I find them inside at inspections to at least ensure our tenants are aware of the risks involved. Body corporate owners would like to ban them from being charged inside all apartment buildings, but of course the e-bike owner groups are resisting that. And there are no rental rules with regards to them either. We've had 1,000 fires in the last 12 months and no actions from the powers that be. Too hard basket as usual, I imagine, but think about it. We are basically surrounded by a new, untested and dangerous product that can explode at any time due to people who know no better just charging their cheap transport with no thought to the dangers posed. Now, whose bright idea was that, Deb?
Well, Ian, I wonder how many people are aware of these dangers in the rush to embrace green energy. Wow, 1,000 fires in the last 12 months alone. Ian Morrison, also known as the Rental Man, always keeping our community connected and now safe as well.